brought the 1-year-old baby
Thursday night. When Sastinov Shir or Yud Ches Sivan, we're starting Mitzvachot A. We finished Bishalach. And now, before we start, we have a minute that we test out one of our members. So number one, let's go. Let's do this. We got to stop. 2, 3, 4, 5,
and then we have the speech of the Korban Pesach,
6, 7,
Easter of Man of
Israel, 8,
Easter of Nosar,
9, 10, 11, 12.
12 is one moment. Not to feed the
not to eat something that has chametz as an ingredient. 13.
Okay, now I found that we're getting 13 is
yes.
Wait, let's put the pencil in. Not to take the meat out of the chabura. No.
Yes.
I had it quite good.
Now, see,
well, yeah, no, 1 minute. 12 was
What's the love?
Not
to feed, of course. Number 14.
The half you mean not to feed?
Yeah.
And then Lovachio gives a toshav.
Means someone in the process of becoming a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay, 15.
Okay. Now we get to not to take the basar out of the kibbutz.
Good, 16.
Not to show their hetzem.
Good, 17.
17 is not to eat from an arrow, eat the paste from pizza.
18.
He's getting the photos.
19.
And 19 is. Is the Easter of eating comics.
20.
By your eye.
21.
Before he sees his eye.
Good. 22.
Peter, Bechamor.
What's the mitzvah?
Mitzvah is to is pidyon, Peter.
Good. 23.
23 is if you don't do that, the Arifa of the
good. 24.
24 is the Easter of Tumim.
Okay, very good. So we're up to 25 now. Very good. 25 is major, major, major. The kingpin of everything we do here. To believe in the reality and the existence of Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. This is the Rambam Shita that this expresses a mitzvah saseh. In other words, what's unspoken in the pasuk is that you have a chiyuv to realize that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You have a chiyuv to know that, to believe that, to know it. We'll see what the chinuch says.
The Rambam.
Learning the chinuch now.
The chinuch follows the Rambam.
Okay, so.
And the Rambam famously says,
"Why don't we learn the chinuch?"
Oh, okay. Because the minhag chinuch is not going to say anything.
Mitzvah Hamona b'Mitzias Hashem Yisbarach. Wahamen sheish l'olam eloka echad. The echad here is lav dafka. What I mean by that, lav dafka, there happens to be Elokei Echad, but this is, there's a separate mitzvah to believe in the oneness of Hashem, in Yichudo, which incorporates a lot of inyonim, a lot of aspects. Because Halavos and Shar HaYichud goes through the different aspects of Yichud Hashem. It's not just that he's one and not two, but this is not the place for it. That's a mitzvah all the way in Dvarim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So here, I mean, he says Elokei Echad because it's true, but remember that there's a separate mitzvah saseh to focus on Yichudo, to focus on the fact that he's Echad. Shehimsi kol hanimtso. So here's what it means to believe in Hashem. What's Hashem? What does it mean, Hashem? It's a word. So he goes through the things which means you believe in Hashem. You believe in a call it a power in the universe. You believe in some force in the universe. The word Hashem is just a word. It's not called you believe in Hashem if you believe in Hashem that created the world and is no longer involved in the world. So you're violating the mitzvah of emunah. The chinuch is now listing the basic fundamental ideas of Hashem. You could say of emunah, but it means of Hashem. What Hashem is, the way we relate to Him, we'll never know what Hashem is. We'll never be able to have a grasp on the reality of Hashem. But as He relates to us, so He goes through like a list of 5, 6, 7 things, and you must believe those things. They're all part of believing in Hashem. Hashem is not just a word. So number one is Shehimtzi Kol HaNimtza. He created everything that exists. He brought everything into existence. That includes everything, not just objects, not just things, but the laws of math, physics, chemistry, all the laws that are so-called natural laws, he created them, he made them into reality. Okay. Umikocho v'chefzo, Hoya koma shahu v'shahoya v'shayya la'ad ad. That l'chora refers to also events. It might mean objects too. Anything that was, that is, or that was, or that ever will be, is because of His will. In other words, that's part of what Hashem is, part of believing in Hashem. This table is a manifestation of Hashem's will, that there be a table here. And the reason the table is here in 5 seconds from now, if it is, I assume it will be, is not because it was here 5 seconds ago and nobody destroyed it. And Mamela, it's here now also, 5 seconds later. It's also to think that way. You have to work on believing that this is part of Hashem. Everything is always dependent on Hashem's will. So the continued existence of the table is also dependent on Hashem's will. So it's only with His will that everything exists, continues to exist, existed in the past. It's all His will. So He created it. And their continued existence is only due to His will. And if He would withdraw His will from the table, then the table would cease to exist. It wouldn't collapse, it wouldn't break, it wouldn't anything, it would just not exist, it wouldn't be. And the Chorah is a reference to events also. The Lashon could mean events also, not just items like the table. It can mean anything that happens. Okay, number three. Yehu Hotzionu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So this is it's a big chiddush. I'm not saying it's a not logical chiddush, but it's a chiddush because he included this in his list of things that this is what Hashem is. That Hashem is involved in history, obviously that's part of it, but that, like, the whole creation of Klal Yisrael, and we didn't go out of Mitzrayim because we overpowered the Mitzrayim. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Besides that, you have to believe that because that's who we are, but I see in the chinuch, and to me it's a tremendous, tremendous chinuch, that that's part of who Hashem is. So there's a Hashem of history, and there's a plan in the world, and part of that plan is that he took us out of Mitzrayim and us alone of our Torah. That's part of Emunah. Part of Emunah is to believe that there's a Hashem that created everything, that everything's continued existence is only due to his will, and that he took us out of Mitzrayim. That must be part of the whole game, the whole how he relates to us. Because anyway, we're not talking about Hashem, we're always talking about how we relate to him, how he relates to us. So part of that is that he took us out of Mitzrayim. We're not so long
about Torah. This is basically the first of the Sefer Dibra.
Yes,
it is. Oh. So the fact it says in the first, I know, Mitzrayim is
that's what you see. In other words, that's the chinuch chinuch.
Okay, Rudy, yes.
That Asheros Eisicha is not Asheros Eisicha is not just a description of who Hashem is. Oh, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Wonderful. The chinuch sees in the words Asher Otsisichu Mi'erek Mitzrayim that that's part of our belief system. That's part of the mitzvah semuna of the first of this 25th mitzvah, the first of the Aseret HaDibros, to believe that there's a Hashem. And again, what does Hashem mean? It's just a word. Created the world, continued existence of everything is due only to his will. He took us out of Mitzrayim. That's like, to me, a big chiddush. That's like part of who Hashem is. He took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. And that it doesn't say in the first pasuk, the giving the Torah. So the Noach Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. The teretz is that it says that when you go out of Mitzrayim, Tavdu Nesu Elokim Alohor Hazeh. So like, the Hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Satira. So that's like the Makib and Patish of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. He holds Yolim Mitzrayim and Nesman Asdari Shanemar, Betchilas Nesin Satira, when Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseichicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. Uperusho, Kiilu Omar, it's almost as if like Chisuri Mechsura. Like, the Pesuk starts off on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But it means you should be aware of this, and you should know it and believe it. He uses both words, Teidu v'taminu, Sheyesh la'olam Eloka, that the world has a God. Again, a God means who created it and whose continued existence is based on his will. Kimilas Anochi Torah Hamatzius. That's reality. Anochi is saying, I exist, I am. Vasher Omar Sher Otsisicha Lomar Shalo Yifta Lavavchem Lakachas Inyan Tzeischem Meyavdus Mitzrayim Umakas Hamitzrayim Derech Mikre. Ela du'u shanochi hu shal peisi eschem b'chefet, it was my will, uva hashgacha, overseeing history, Moshe Yavtiach le'Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Shorish mitzvah zu ein tzorech biur, yidu adob v'nigla lakol, ki emuna azos yisod hados. The Chasher lo yamin b'zeh kofer b'ikar. And this includes that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and that he gave us the Torah. It's Koyf of Iker. Vein lo chelek l'schus im Yisrael. You can't be part of Klal Yisrael. The Inyan ha'amonahu. What? Yes, but we're not learning now Sefer HaChinuch L'Bnei Noach. We're learning Sefer HaChinuch L'Bnei Yisrael. Vinyan HaMonohu, what does it mean to believe in Hashem? What does it mean to believe? Sheyikba B'nasho Hashem is Cain. It's not blind faith, what they call. You have to convince yourself that it's true, not just that you believe. It's a translation of believe to you means that, well, I don't really know if it's true or not, but I believe it's true. It doesn't mean that. It means you have to decide and be convinced that it's taka true. Not that you believe it's true. You tell me the bus to Beit Shemesh, the 8 o'clock bus, broke down. So I can believe you, but like the Rambam says by Eidus, where we learned it a few times. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah in the Torah to believe two witnesses. You don't know if it's true or not. You don't know if it's true, but you believe them. So that word believe is not what we're talking about here. Because he's not saying you should believe it. He's saying you have to decide that it's true. That that's the reality. That that's the Metzius. That's a very high Madrega. I wonder if we can say that we reach that Madrega. You have to convince yourself, be convinced of, that this is true and that it's impossible otherwise. That's mamish not the way people think the word belief means. Part of this is it cannot be otherwise. There's no two stodim here, and I'm believing one of the two stodim. You have to realize that it's
opinion.
What?
That would be an opinion.
Yeah. You have to realize it's. You have to work on realizing it's true. However you get to that point, there's different mahalchem, how you get to the point of realizing it's true, and that it can't be otherwise. Because you're talking about Hashem. So it's not like, you did him a favor, you decided to believe in him.
So you can't state your belief as an opinion.
Well, if the word opinion, yeah, right, it's a fact, not an opinion. But you have to work up to that, and that takes a lot of work. That's why there's books and svarim on the mitzvahs tridius. Because you have to. How do you get to that point? How do you get to there? How do you reach the realization that it's true and it can't be otherwise? So there's a lot of ways. There's the philosophical way. There's the Shara HaBechina way. There's the Mesoros way. I think the Chinuch is going to believe the best is the Mesoros way. That 3 million people saw something and everybody told their children about it. So it's not like no one lied. When did they decide to lie? Like they couldn't have woken up one day 100 years after this supposed event and decide they're going to make believe that 3 million people saw something. Like, they were all alive for 40 years. They were all around. You don't make it up. And then every father taught his children, told his children. So that's, I believe that's the Chinuch approach. So that's a logical way. So the fact that a jerk could say, maybe they lied, that doesn't mean anything. The fact that, the fact that someone could say, yeah, but maybe not. Some people will see it in the world, the Shar HaBechina way, because the Lovus writes that the Shar HaBechina way is a way to reach Emunah Bashem, as opposed to the philosophical way, which is more like Greek philosophy. we call it Greek philosophy. It's really Jewish philosophy. That's in the first perek of Shar HaYichud. We're not familiar with those types. I mean, it's like saying everything has a cause. Everything was brought into being. Then there's a first cause. Like, people don't think like that anymore. They don't know if they should believe it, not believe it. They don't know. It's like it's philosophical. People are not philosophical anymore. They're very pragmatic. People don't like philosophy anymore. They like pragmatism. And the Chayyus HaLavus himself writes, so you can learn Shari Yichud and Chayyus HaLavus. And you can decide if it speaks to you or not. It's like very, very philosophical proofs. Like everything, this had to have a beginning, and everything had to have a beginning. Hashem doesn't have a beginning, and everything, it gives you a headache if you're not used to it. And the Chayyus HaLavus says, Shari HaBachina is really Emunah for dummies. Shari Yichud gives you a headache. So do Shari HaBachina, where you study the world and you see that everything has a plan and a purpose, and you realize it's inconceivable someone had to create this. It's inconceivable that so that's what happened. So for most of history, they believed in Hashem, and the problem was Avodah Zarah. The Rebbe tells us, Avodah Zarah is not a stira to Emunah, not a direct stira, but it's also, and you get schooled for it, it's Avodah Zarah. Okay? But now, the last few hundred years in history, so the Zohar bought them in the Western world. In the East, they still have Buddhism, Hinduism. They worship idols and temples. But by and large, I think Japan also. But the problem with this side of the globe is atheism. So who contributed to that in the flow of history? Darwin with evolution, and Marx said that historical forces have a life of their own, and everything can be explained without hashgacha. The flow of history can be explained without hashgacha. Darwin really put forth that the Bria can be explained without a Borei. It really can't, but I'm talking about Gadol, the way that he presented. And Marx really presented a view of the flow of history without a manhig. And then what's his name came along, Freud, and that whole chokhmah, and sort of took away bechira chofshis, and a person doesn't really have bechira, and bechira is really one of the great. So that takes away that. And you really, so that's what we're fighting now. So this, well, the enlightenment is really a stupid kosher.
Hebrew haskala can be called a summit.
Yeah, haskala is not. Haskala does not attack Ikrei Emunah. It attacks maybe Shmiras Mitzvahs, and even that not frontally attacks. Anyway, you have to find a way. I know of three ways. You have to find a way to convince yourself that it's so, it's reality. Again, not belief. The word belief is not a word. Hikma benafsho she'emeske. You have to establish in your own mind that it's true, and it couldn't possibly be otherwise. I think it's quite hard. It's a madrega, and it couldn't be otherwise. So again, I know of the philosophical way, because the love is presented in Shara Yichud. I mean, other than the Kuzari presented, is that, and Munasudeus or Sajigon, then you have the Shara Bechina way, to study nature, to study the world, and that's in Shara Bechina. He says he writes in Shara Bechina because Shara Yichud is not for everyone.
Darwin tears that down for people? Is that why people don't see
no,
that?
No, because people don't do Shara HaBechina. They don't do it. That's another way of developing emunah, Shara HaBechina. And the third way, which I believe we're going to learn the Chinuch refers, is the is the Amitus of the Mesorah, that 3 million people had a Gilui, or the Rambam maybe prefers that. You know, there's too many people all saw the same thing, and everybody taught their children. It's just inconceivable that somebody made it up.
I think it's in Hashkama.
Okay. Shiyav Shechil of Zebesh and Ponim. Yim Yishal Olav, if someone asks him about it. Yoshu Lechol Shoel, Zayamin Bulibo. Lo Yoda Bechil of Zafilo Yomer Lahargo. I'm not sure why he threw this thing. You have to be ready to give up your life not to allow for the possibility of it not being true. Kolzer Machzik from Kaveya.
I'm sorry, that's like Rosh Hashanah, the story of Onis HaTokia. Right? He allowed the possibility, and for that he...
Well, they weren't talking about... They were talking about a different religion. They were talking about Christianity. They weren't talking about... Yes and no. It wasn't talking about lack of emunah. Christianity came along and said everything's the same, Hashem, and everything is true, but Hashem like switched boats in midstream. He switched boats. Because the machzik and kovei amonos haleiv, kishemotzi hadover min hakoyach al hapoyel. In other words, you have to. It really is a chavis halavu. You have to work it out in your own mind and heart. But you have to also talk. I don't know when you talk, only if someone threatens you. You have to think about it. You have to be kaveya in your mind. You have to establish in your mind the truth of this. But he also says, Shemekayim Adivrei Piz. So when is it the Piz? I don't know. When you talk about it, you're not supposed to talk about it. You say Kriya Shema, I guess. Talk about it when you say Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema, you affirm these things to be true. The Miska Lalos, the Milos HaChochma, if he's a deep person, he could wisdom. Lubava Yog, the Bain of Yir, and the Mose Snechtoch, Shamuna Azo, Sham and Emes, and Borer, Eashali of Dabba Bilti Zer, as you can't be called Zezu, Mitzvah and Amufchar. So what's he saying here? I believe he's saying, I don't know, he already said you have to believe it in a way that it's not possible otherwise. So I'm not sure, well, what is he getting here? It's Mitzvah and Amufchar.
He says, "Ubeena v'yir b'mofesh nechta." It seems to me like
what
to get to a high enough level, like a person like see, I don't know, experience that Hashem and Emes and Avil Vadon.
But he already said that it couldn't be otherwise.
So he said that, but he says, "Lavava yavin ubeena v'yir b'mofesh nechta."
Maybe Taka, the first paragraph is that you have to just believe it, and you have to believe that it's true. And here, you know that it's true. Dine Amitzvot, Kol Masha Mechui, Vol Leinu Lahamin Olav, Shekol HaYecholas, Vol HaGdula, Vol Gvura, Vol Teferes, Vol HaHoyd, Vol HaBracha, Vol HaKiyam Boy, Shem Bonu Koyach, Vol Seichel, Vol Hasig, Vol Gadol, Vol HaGadol, Vol Tuvo, Vol Rov Ma'alos, Vol Hodo, Vol Yusuf, Rak Viyatsvo, Only Hashem could be master, can grasp what Hashem is. Lishol mimenu b'chol kolchenu b'chol chisaron b'chol mashu epech kol shleimus b'chol maila v'nyonu mayoytsu b'zeh Lishol mimenu b'chol kolchenu to negate thinking about Hashem as having any chisaron b'chol mashu epech kol shleimus b'chol maila v'nyonu mayoytsu b'zeh k'l v'dash who nimtsa sholem built in Guf, or Koach Guf, that Guf will be a sign of a Chesroinus. Once you're dealing with Guf, it's going to be Chesroinus. U Baruch Hu Vayasi Gu, Vim Vim Yachi Sarah, Kmo Shamar. Shara Dvorm Rabbim and Amorim Bin Yizai, Kul Bavorm Bezitza Yehidi Chachma Zabal Plus. Chal Chaval Vizamun Chudei, Amor Nebuchim. Shara Dvorm Rabbim and Amorim Bin Yizai, Kul Bavorm Bezitza Yehidi Chachma Zabal Plus. Ashrei Azayich Meleo, Kiyoz, Yikai Mitzvah Zohar Burya.
What's Mitzvah and Mufa and Mitzvah Al Burya?
What is that before? Mitzvah and Mufa.
Same thing?
But I'm not sure.
I said before, Mitzvah Lu and Ash is Mitzvah Al Burya.
Apparently that first paragraph didn't mean to convince yourself it's true. Or I mean to convince yourself it's true. Like you tell me the bus, the 8 o'clock bus broke down. So I believe you. So I have to work on believing it's true. That's what happened. But then the next paragraph is that, I don't know, both is Nechtach. So where's Mesorah? Is Mesorah both is Nechtach or is Mesorah first way of believing it's true? I don't know what the second paragraph is mostly. So you say the first one says believe, so then the second one is Shar HaBechina and Shar HaYichud.
So the second paragraph is only Shar HaChacham, right?
So what is it?
It sounds like a more sophisticated
doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're more sure.
More
borer, more badak.
Yeah.
The first paragraph he said, you have to believe it and have to be conveyed in the nacho. If you talk to people, you have to be clear what you believe. And you can't give in anything, and it's only put to them.
It also sounds more of an external thing.
Yeah.
More external.
Then, if you're zoche,
you really
I can get it. I don't know. I'm not sure anymore what the first thing meant. It meant something like say, I believe.
I mean, it can't be just lip service.
Right.
But it has to be a more basic kind of, more basic belief.
More basic understanding. More basic simple knowledge. Okay, next is Chosmano, one of the game is with you. Okay, it's one of the safest videos.
Is this one of the six?
What?
Is this one of the six?
Yes. I don't know, the first one is more, then we'll stop here. The first one is more superficial, more chitzoni. Even though the first one he also said you're believing that it can't be otherwise. But like it's only you're believing. I don't know. I thought it was the deeper one, either through Shar HaYichud or through Shar HaBechina or through the Torah. Now I'm not sure anymore. What is the end of the next paragraph? What is the next paragraph? What is his loss?
Both face
Nechta.